too close to the forest to see my brother for what he really is. Too close to the forest to see my brother for what he really is. How many of us are like that, that we are too close to the forest to see who our neighbors are, our brother is, our friends are? How many times do we look at our friends and our neighbors and we're seeing them just like ourselves? And sometimes we fail to see them for the beauty and the magnificence and the wonder of who they really are. For this is really what makes the world go round, and really what makes us go round. Consider yourself today for who you are, and see who you are. See what sort of a person you are. See what sort of a person your brother is. When you begin to look at who your brother is, you begin to find out that he's quite an amazing person, quite an amazing person. But it is somebody that you have to look at twice. Now, we can say our brother, being our family member, or we can say our brother, our fellow human beings, or we can say our brother, our fellow divine beings. Which one are we really referring to? Are we referring to our fellow human beings or our fellow divine beings? Are we referring to our brother who is a member of our family, or what are we referring to? This is something that we have to all take into regard every once in a while. What is it that you're going to be looking at? What is it you're going to be thinking at? Why are you too close to the trees to see the forest, to see who your brother is? Well, as we go through life, whenever we see something that gets to us, we say, oh, darn. And we make a remark like that. And when we make a remark like that, we forget to say, hey, just a minute. Every experience that happens in my life is because of some attitude in my being, of some attitude in myself. Now, what am I going to do about that? Am I going to say, oh, darn? Or am I going to say, hey, this is up to me to make this choice now. This is up to me to make this decision as to who I am and what I am and where I'm going. It's up to me. It's up to me to make my choice. Now, I'm going to look at my brother. I'm going to look at my neighbor. I'm going to look at other people in this world, and I'm going to see them just for what they are, fabulous beings, wonderful beings, people who just know how to turn you on, and I know that. My own brother, Howard, was a very interesting person in my life, and as he lived in my life, he did all sorts of interesting things, and he was a younger brother, and because he was a younger brother, he always had to tag along. He always had to be with us and do things that we did, and it wasn't always a lot of fun, because he had attitudes and he had ways of being. He was trying to show himself off to be older than he was. He was trying to show himself off to be bigger than he was, because he was a younger child. He was the youngest child of our five children in our family. He was always trying to be like the rest of us. And instead of being himself, which was a rather remarkable young man, he was trying to be like the rest of us. And in trying to be like the rest of us, he took on our negative qualities rather than our positive qualities. He took on the attitudes that made us irritated with him, as it made us irritated with ourselves, as we had those attitudes. And we did not take to him too kindly. And he was always a bother and a pain in the neck. And then, as life goes on, and it does go on, he became engaged in many activities and became a very special person to many people. He went into the Navy and became a SEAL. He did undersea diving work, and he did quite well at it and was recommended very highly for it. And when he went into private life later, he found himself going down into diving for emergencies for the various communities that he worked in. But he also was active in many other ways. And everybody in the community held him in a high regard. And oftentimes, as it happens to all of us, we don't realize how wonderful people are until we have a chance to go to their funeral and hear people say the things about them that they did. When I went to my brother's funeral, when I went to his funeral back in Harrisonburg, Virginia, this past month, it was quite an experience. Because though I had always felt how he was my younger brother and he was always tagging along and trying to stay up with us, he did more than that. He was a grown man now, and he had many grown friends who had a great respect for him, and many people who went hunting and fishing with him, which were his sports that he enjoyed so much. They found him to be a most remarkable man. And the ministers of the churches held him in very high regard, and they lived next door to him, and they felt here was a man of integrity, a man of most amazing qualities. And as Howard went on through these experiences, I began to realize that sometimes I was too close to the forest to see my brother for what he was, what he is. And this is true for many of us. Not just our family brothers, our siblings, but our brother, fellow man. Have we ignored the possibility and the magnificence of who they really are? Have we looked at what their life is and what it is in reflection of our own? Have we always held up a template to other people based upon what we feel our values are, what we feel our goals are, what we feel our program is, not realizing that our brother may be walking the same path, but with different steps. He may be seeing it from different points of view. He may be seeing it always trying to make himself older, like the rest of us kids were, always trying to be like us. Had we demonstrated to him our finest and best qualities of unconditional love, we would have realized much sooner what a fantastic person he is and was. We have that opportunity all in our life. We have that opportunity to move away from the forest and look and see how beautiful it is. To move away from our brother, not necessarily moving out of his world, but just moving away and taking a broader view and seeing all the things that he's involved in, all the things that he has done in his life, and all the people whose lives he has touched, who are better people because he went by their way. We all have this opportunity to move aside. We all have this opportunity to look. We all have this opportunity to realize that little brothers are sometimes picked on, which seems to be a family way of doing things. Maybe it's helping them to stand up and be counted. But when the bell is tolled and all the points come in, we realize that each one of us have value. Each one of us have goals. Each one of us have achievements that we have made in our life that have been absolutely fantastic. And we never really let other people know about it. We sort of didn't hide it, but we never pressed our own horn, so to speak. And perhaps it's a time that we do that. Perhaps it's a time that we do reach out and touch the world and let them know just how wonderful they are. And that can be done by you and I as we look at our family, as we look at our friends, as we look at the world, and as we call forth the best in all the experiences, we'll find that the best in all those experiences is forevermore with us, standing strong and perfect, and we are never too close to the forest to see our brother for what he is. for our brother truly is a reflection of who we are. And if we are good, we can be sure our brother is good. This day look at your brother as I have looked at mine and see what a wonderful being your brother is and how we sometimes miss that point of view because we always remember him as the little brother or as someone who gets into trouble or has problems growing up. But we don't want to be too close to the forest to see our brother for what he is. We want to stand back and take the overview and say, ah, yes, good and very good. And this is what it is, good and very good. Every one of us can have that experience. Every one of us can know who we are. And every one of us can enjoy it with all of our heart, with all of our life, with all of our being, and we can know that we are wonderful. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.